White, Fairfield, Maine, November 7, 1867. Dear son Willie, we are now at your Uncle Chase's. Came here yesterday. We had no idea it was going to be so cold when we started, but heavy black clouds came up and we had quite a little flurry of partial snow and hail, all soft, about as large as a pea. Then it became so very cold that we suffered in traveling 15 miles. Last night was a very bitterly cold night. Willie, dear, how are you this cold weather? I want you to be comfortable for clothing. Be sure and dress warmly. Bathe as often as once a week without fail, if you have to go to our house and build a fire and there bathe. Your uncle and aunt were at the meeting at Norridgewock. They both enjoyed the meeting much. We had an excellent meeting. I spoke 4 times during the meeting in public. Your father spoke 4. We both had freedom in bearing our testimonies. There is an excellent class of people raised up in Norridgewock and in Athens. A new meeting house has been built in both these places. We shall remain 3 weeks longer in this vicinity and engage in the dedication of the new house in Athens. Then there are the most earnest petitions to visit Portland, Topsam, and other places. We have not yet decided what places we can visit, but all these places are suffering for just the testimony we have to bear them. It is highly important that some time be spent in this vicinity. I know you will miss us, and it will be a sacrifice for you to be deprived of our society so long, but I can think of no place, dear Willie, where I could feel as free and well about you as the place where you are. I know brother and sister Maynard will be a good father and mother to you in our absence, and I feel very grateful for their kindness and care, which has ever been exercised to us and you. May the Lord bless that dear family and you, my precious boy. We pray for you once and often more a day. Your father is doing excellently well in every respect. This cold weather, we are glad to occupy one bed. Lucretia has been sick and is not right well yet. We fear this climate for her. Canwright proves to be a worthy, excellent husband. Both are happy in their choice and are useful here in Maine. Lucretia's influence is good. I wish you would write me just how you feel. I received your other letter and was so glad for a letter written by your own hand. Write again. We can read it even if it is not so nice. Be faithful, dear boy, in prayer, and I hope that Johnny, George, Sarah, and Marion will give their young hearts to the Lord fully, be adopted into the fold of Christ, and be ever ready to listen to the voice of the true shepherd. Be faithful in all things. Be careful not to offend in word or in act. Jesus loves you, my son, and the children I have named. Let them be a good example. Do good where you are, and to those with whom you associate. Keep learning in the school of Christ. Try to live humble, prayerful lives, and expect the blessing of the Lord to be with you. Believe that He hears you when you pray to Him. Tell Jesus all your troubles, all your perplexities. He will delight to bear your burdens and griefs for you. We have a tender, compassionate, loving, pitiful Savior. Love Him and trust Him with your whole heart, my precious, dutiful boy. From your loving mother.